Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, good morning to you. Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. The Who's fired up for football. So, James, on the field with the Phillies, what stood out to you the most?
I think what John was talking about, just the resiliency.
Boy, I set you up at a bad time.
Yeah,
when
it's all good.
Roger Daltrey's coming in.
Especially me versus Roger. Like, what a mismatch. It's unfair. The way they're bad, especially yesterday. Yesterday felt like a classic, especially with this team. Like, night game the night before. Travel for a day game against a good team, against a pitcher they've never seen before, as a young, really talented pitcher.
Yeah.
It just felt like all the things that this team usually struggles against and the situation they always struggle in.
Yep.
And they go down 4-0, they go down 5-1, and it's like, yeah, this is pretty much exactly what I expected from this baseball game. And they battled, and they battled, and they battled, and they kept scoring runs when it mattered. And I do think... We had talked about in the update, we talked about it a little bit before, but I think Harrison Bader has brought an edge to this team. I do think that he, the way he plays, the way he goes about his business, he's just an edgy guy. There's like a vibe to him, and I think it's something this team needed. Now, obviously, he's playing well, so that helps, but he's playing well. So, you know, I think he's really brought something to this team.
A spark. He looks like He-Man, you know?
He really does.
By the powers of... Gray Skull, I have the power. Like, put that in mind. That's what it feels like, too, at times. You know, that energy that he brings, intentional energy. I mean, that's not easy, I'm sure, when we're how many games deep into 162, you know?
Well, he's also critical. Look, there's two things that are critical. One, to help him try to win a World Series, obviously. Two, Dombrowski's reputation around here.
Oh, I finally hit on the deadline deal.
If it sticks.
Well, so far.
So far. But you know what I'm saying?
I will just say David Robertson, you know, yesterday, I think he got he got unsettled by what happened with JT.
Yep.
But I think he's been very good.
It's been fantastic.
I think he's been awesome.
Yeah, and that's essentially a deadline.
Also, Trey Turner's got to make that play. The inning could be over.
Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah. He is past Kirkering for me, Robertson, in terms of trust. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. That's not like an obvious statement for a lot of people, I don't
think. He's number two. Well, he's number two behind the
rim. I agree. And what's crazy is Tanner Banks is number three. Those are my top three. I'm not kidding.
No, he's up there.
I'm not beginning. Over. Like, how crazy is that?
All right, so look, all of that, 215-592-9494. Rhea, an Eagles point. What are you thinking here 2 days to kickoff?
So I have some concerns about the offensive line, and just because what they've always had is depth, and I don't know if that depth is – I mean, Dickerson missing practice yesterday with a back, even though they're like, oh, he's – you know, he doesn't mean – Jeff McClain posted, doesn't mean he's definitely going to miss the game. But you've got Cam Jurgens coming back from the back surgery. So what happens if he needs to take a couple plays off, if Dickerson needs to? I just have some concerns about the if we can get out of that offensive line,
well,
what they got out last year for Saquon.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and I think this is common sense, but I'll say it. When you have this many great players, particularly when a bunch of them are already into their second or third contracts, like A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, on down the line with a bunch of players, many of whom are on offense, your depth is going to suffer.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have cheaper backups at a lot of spots.
Oh, Fred Johnson coming back to me was huge.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was really pretty good.
Especially like, how he admitting the mistake immediately. Correct. Like, that guy signed with another team this offseason, and how he was like, my bad, and traded an asset for him. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that.
All right, let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th, now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Look, it's a question that, just from a probability standpoint, more people should say no than yes to. But I'll be curious, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, if more people say yes than no. Poll question. Will the Eagles win the Super Bowl this season, yes or no? Find out where it goes.
Forcing people to go negative before the season even starts. Show the camera.
Get it out of the way on a Tuesday. It's not game day yet. It's freaking close. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Neil. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'd like to start out, do Fly Eagles Fly.
Yes, sir.
So I'll do that.
Yep. You know it.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit them low, hit them high, and watch your Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
E-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Nicely done there, Jeff.
Well done, Neil.
Nice job throwing Devin
Neil
there.
Neil can sing a little bit.
Neil, I heard it. That was good. Devin, Neil, you got a little voice. That was pretty good.
Yeah, well, fair.
Yeah, anyway, we might need you to sing your calls moving forward.
Yeah, well, about the Eagles, I think they'll beat the Cowboys easy, but the big test will be Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa. So we'll see about the depth or so.
Yeah.
But and Howie, I believe so. I'm still, if they don't have any more major injuries, I think between 13-4 and 12-5.
Well, I'll say this, Neil. I do expect more injuries than last year because they barely had any. I think Mulata a couple games. I think AJ was about 2 games. And obviously, at the end of the year was N'Kobe. But and Jalen, I think, was
Lane
like 2
was
games.
A game. Devontae was a game.
But these were
no,
small.
I agree. Yeah, it was small stuff. Jalen was 2 or 3.
And listen,
much.
Neil, maybe they figured out a secret sauce. I mean, two things. One, obviously, there's some basic luck, right? We all know that. Two, maybe they figured out a secret sauce to an extent. Because 2022 and 2024, both years, they've been unbelievably not injured. But are they aberrations or a sign that they have the secret sauce? I mean, I guess the next 2 to 3 years will tell us. But I'll be surprised, Neil, if they are as injury-free as they were last year.
And look, for some things, there is no secret sauce. Some things, a guy just hits a leg
well,
in a row.
Of course.
You know, so like
no
they've
question.
Been really lucky with that stuff, too.
All right, Neil, what do you got on the Phils, man? There's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, and Howie I trust because don't be surprised with all the draft picks if Howie makes more moves.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They need some positions to fill.
Sure.
Just like they did with Johnson, you know, like on the quarterback. Hal, so. But about the Phillies, the best victory of the season, you know, like Harrison Bader, you know, stay with him 90% and Marsh 90%. And, you know, like if Castellanos hitting, go with Kempler, you know, like that. And I think I still, in the next week, bring up Crawford at least for to, you know, in September, get a little bit of a feel, you know, like for that, you know, and then see what, you know, between Nola and Bader. But I think, you know, like the picture yesterday, you know, like I think he reverted to form. So I think I stay with the three lefties, you know, to start the series and then see about Nola or the new picture they got, you know, like who goes with a four spot.
Listen,
you know?
Neil, I think you're on it. I mean, here's the deal. Nola can play his way into the top three, but Johnny's got to play his way in. I mean, when I say he's got to play his way in, he's got to prove it. He's got to prove it because, sure. You know, one thing I like about Sirianni a lot, and, you know, this weekend it was an interesting. Matter of fact, let's play this audio right now. Let's play audio of Nick Sirianni. I found this fascinating because I want you to think about this in terms of the Phillies and roles as they finally are decreasing Castellanos' playing time. Sirianni has had this thing for a couple years now where he has a team meeting, and in front of the group he tells the player what his role is on the team. So the player and the whole team hear it. Now, roles can obviously change if players get injured and you got to step up. Honest to God, I thought of this as the Zach Pascal meeting. Like, hey, Zach Pascal, we're not going to pass you the ball much. Deal with it and block. I think of this as the third wide receiver meeting, but it's actually for the whole team. But it's an interesting thing because, you know, normally a third wide receiver gets the ball more in other spots than they do here, but you don't normally have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and a great running game. Anyway, I like the fact that Sirianni lays this out. I apply this to the way I want Rob Thomson to do things in baseball. Listen to Sirianni over the weekend on clearly defining roles with players.
The meeting you typically have the players telling them their roles. Did you do anything different this year?
Yeah, you know, we did very similar deal. Obviously, roles change. Talks change. Try to keep things. You try to keep things fresh, but I think that's an important meeting for multiple reasons. One, I think it's very important that, you know, everyone's job description is very clear, and it's very clear of what we expect from our players, right? And because it's tough to hold somebody accountable if it's not clear. And I want their teammates to hear what that is too, so they can encourage them and hold them accountable as well within their role.
You ever do that? John, do you ever have a coach do that? I mean, you play for two really notable coaches in the pros, Andy and John Gruden. They ever do that?
No. This is so extremely intentional
Well, I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about.
I think what he's saying is he's looking at the third wide receiver in a meeting in front of the whole team and saying, hey, third wide receiver, we're not going to target you much, but your job is to run every route as hard as you can to block. I think that's how I interpret it.
I don't know, but I don't know.
I need leadership from you.
I think this is more of a conceptual thing where...
See, I think it's the opposite of conceptual.
He's managing expectations, you think.
I think it's the exact opposite of conceptual. I think it's very specific. Look, I'm just taking a guess.
I do too. I'm with you, Joe.
What do you think, James?
I think it's that he is letting people know and in front of their teammates what's expected of them this season. You know, and that's
never seen anything.
But
like
he does a lot of stuff that no one's ever.
Yeah. I agree with you, James.
It makes think about the accountability that creates in a room where your whole team is hearing what your job is, you have to do, what you're in charge of, like your role. Like that's. I think it's fascinating.
I do, too. And the reason I said Zach Pascal, let me give you an example. So that position's changed like three or four times. It was Quez Watkins, then it was Zach Pascal. Then Paris Campbell was in there a little bit. And then last year it was Jahan Dotson, and this year it's Jahan Dotson again. But you got other guys like Johnny Wilson, like all the other receivers. You're 3, 4, and 5 receivers. All right. Here's the reason I say
those
guys.
Well, now we got Mechie.
Well, right, all those guys.
Don't forget Mechie and Darius Cooper.
I look at it as a situation where Sirianni wants to look those guys in the face in front of their teammates. So that Sirianni has the moral high ground in November if those guys have 7 catches and say, don't complain to me. I told you before the year, this is the way it is. Now your role can change. If A.J. or Devontae get injured, your catches might spike up a lot. But while A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are on this team, with Jalen Hurts also running the ball and Saquon Barkley running the ball, third wide receiver guy, in November, you might have 7 catches. I told you going in. That's how I sense the meeting. And it's not so much like the negative. I'm kind of expressing negative, but it's just defining this is the gig. If you want to sign up for it, know what you're signing up for. This is what you're signing up for. This is why Howie Roseman and me and Vic Fangio and whoever the offensive coordinator is in any given year, this is why we made the decision to say you're part of the football team. That's how I interpret that. Which I like. And of course we all wish, you know, a guy like Castellanos had probably been benched a little sooner. But it is what it is. All right, 215-592. Does that make sense?
Well, look, that would have occurred. Nick Sirianni, remember, they're going through every play, tape of every play, every practice even. And if anyone does anything wrong, they're reviewing that as an offense. And the number of the player right at the bottom of the screen, Jalen Hurts, you did something wrong. And everyone is told this.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone is taught this.
Yeah.
It is so complete, the transparency, and this is just furthering that concept, but all of this is new to me.
Yeah, I think it's impressive.
I've never, ever heard of anything like this happening within a football context.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. 215-592-9494. All right, couple news and notes related to our show or other things. First off, tomorrow we're going to be at McGurk's. McGurk's in Royersford. We've had a few different McGurk's through the years. It's the Royersford one tomorrow. Be there if you can. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Big show getting you ready, obviously, for the season. Tomorrow will be one day away. Another thing to tell you, 4:30 today, I'll be on the afternoon show with Boban and his mommy and daddy as we sift through what should be the rules for the basketball game, which we believe will be next week between me and Jack. Rules to be determined. Can't tell you how many people came up to me this weekend down the shore and said, what are the rules? I'm like, I don't know.
It'll find be a out. Very cordial discussion, I'm sure.
Exactly. Yeah. James, it's awful.
It's going to be, yeah.
And how pathetic that Spike has to be like body blocker, running back.
Hey, if a mom can't protect her
kid,
you know,
all right.
It's what we do, Joe. Yeah,
well, I get it, but you know what? Spike's not actually a mom, okay? He's not actually a mom. All right, so 4:30 today, be tuned. It should be fascinating. Now, next thing let me tell you about, your chance to win Phillies tickets. We're giving away Phillies tickets for a game next week versus those Mets on September 10th. That's Wednesday of next week. 6:45 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. That's Phillies. .com. John, it was over 100 years ago on this day of September the 2nd, which is most notable,
it's Merrill,
of course.
Merrill Reese's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Merrill.
Happy birthday to Merrill. He might be up and listening. Merrill, happy birthday.
Shout out.
Happy birthday,
all right,
Merrill.
September 2nd is also the day that World War II started. But let's go back even further. Let's go back to Teddy Roosevelt, early 1900s, when he famously said on a September 2nd, walk softly and carry a big stick. otherwise known as Nick Foles'
mantra. Let's make some noise, come on.
Yes. All right, so in honor of Teddy Roosevelt and that phenomenal, that's a cool mantra, right? Walk softly and carry big stick. We ask you to, because, you know, it gets quoted. It's not the most quoted, but it gets said. We ask you at 215-592-9494. What is the most reused famous phrase that has been said by a person in real life? Meaning not fiction. It's saying, like, force be with you. We're not doing that. All right? It's not a, yo, Adrian. You know, it's not that. It's and I'll say this. Like, even something that's as famous as Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream, I won't say it's quoted on the daily. Like, not like, it's not like every day you hear I Have a Dream. You hear it, clearly, in a lot of contexts. But, John, when you think of something that is said over and over and over again in society, let's find out today at 215-592-9494 from everyone listening for a chance to win Phillies tickets. Which is the most reused, often said, famous phrase that was said by someone in yesteryear? What are you thinking, jeez, John?
All right. I'm going to
listen,
gonna
John, just do it.
Bring this to the NFL.
Just do it. You got that, Sussman. You got that. I don't know who first said it, but certainly
Nike, I'm guessing.
Certainly Nike made it a thing. All right, John, go ahead.
This time of year, they need to be yelling at it in you know, later in the NFL season.
What's
when
that?
Things get rough. You can't make the club in the tub.
Yeah.
It's so common, and everyone needs to internalize that. You can't make the club in the tub. And there's a lot of
sure.
NFL. What would
doesn't
you even
get
call
well?
These?
It doesn't get said in other forms and fashion. There's other things that are going to be said many more times. Seltzer, something that gets said a lot.
Go Birds.
Yeah, around here. Around here.
Figure
it
I'll
does.
Take it off
yeah,
the board. Like what? No one on this panel, the day the Eagles are, we start Eagles week, Dallas week,
and
is going to take Go Birds off
yeah,
the table.
Fly Eagles fly.
Luckily, that's a big one. All right, Rhea, what gets said a lot?
So mine is very close to John's, but it was just because I worked with Hollis Thomas
yep.
and he said it all the time.
Yep.
But it actually did come from Bill Parcells, is what I'm talking about. Your best ability is your availability.
Sure, yeah. That gets said a lot also. Yep. Look, give us a great answer. I mean, there's a lot that are even bigger than all these. Commonly used phrases that were said by someone in yesteryear that it gets said over and over and over again in society. Let us know a great answer. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the me versus Fritz stuff. Some audio related to that from the afternoon show last week. We'll get to that. Phone calls and all the topics on 94W. You can win the Phillies tickets. You got to call to win them on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. New customers, this is an awesome deal. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win that first bet. That's right. You make a selection, $5 bet, and if you win, you will unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, player props, ride the live lines, whatever you want to do. It's all there for you, including who's going to win the big game at the end of the year, or how about in 2 days, who's going to win in Philly? We know which team that is. If you can't tell, I'm fired up. Look, it's football season, and your chance not only this week, but all football season long to lock in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer for all the lines, all the deals, all available, FanDuel.com/hammer.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.